We have all the music news and some fall fashion trends. We're back, and this is VHL's Next.
You are tuned in to Black Hollywood Live Next.
Hey. We got the lights too.
Right.
It's a party.
Hey. Una fiesta.
Okay. Hey. Do the hood salsa.
Hey. That's what the song makes me want to do. Yeah.
I love that. Yeah, I love this song.
Hey. The girl is nervous.
I love this song.
Yes. How can you not? It's infectious.
It is. Cardi B is just, she's infectious as well.
You know, gotta love it. Gotta love it.
Guys, this is VHL's Next. I'm your host, Raylan T. We're back. I know I've been gone, but I am back, y'all. And I am back with the lovely Tia P.
Hey, hey.
In studio. Thank you so much for coming today.
Yes, thanks for having me today.
I'm so excited. We have so much to talk about. Mm-hmm. Let's just get into it. So, BET will be premiering this new reality TV series, mm-hmm. Next Big Thing, which is a talent contest.
Yes, we
have some heavy hitters that are going to be on this panel. We got Zaytoven, mm-hmm. which you guys know, who was like produced
everything.
Versace, mm-hmm. work with Usher, Future,
Gucci, everybody. Trap beat god. Yes.
Legend yeah. in hip hop. Another legend, Dame Dash. Hello.
Right. Mr. Rock.
Mr. Rock.
Yeah.
Okay. And then we have Tina Davis, which I know helped sculpt the career of Chris Brown.
Yes.
Okay. Like, come on.
So we got some heavy hitters.
We have some heavy hitters. And then we have some, like, guest appearances from mm-hmm. Tamar Braxton, mm-hmm. Lil' Kim.
Yeah, it was crazy.
What was this like? So, yeah, tell me your experience being on Next Big Thing.
So, Next Big Thing, it's just... it's a phenomenal concept, phenomenal show, phenomenal crew, phenomenal cast. That's the first thing. I gotta say that. They just really pulled people from all over the world, not just the U.S., and had us go head-to-head in a bunch of weekly competitions. You know, people get eliminated. But it was just really about kind of showing your own originality, which I think is very important and what differs from a lot of other competition shows like Idol or The Voice or, you know, competitions like that, in two aspects in which this was not just singing, it was hip-hop. So you have both the hip-hop and R&B on the same platform, you know, competing for the same thing, which isn't usually the case. You know, it's either or. So that was really dope for artists like myself, who is kind of in between those two genres. And then on the other side of that, you get to do your own original music. So as opposed to just singing covers all the time, it really was, you know, for the artist side especially, we really were writing original verses, original hooks. Like, we really got to get our originality out there. So I think as an artist, especially as an up-and-coming artist, that type of platform is incredible. You know, it's just not out there televised like that. So it's the first season. We were kind of like the guinea pigs, you know, as any first season contestant would be. But just to be around so much talent, you know, it was never a cutthroat vibe. I mean, like, you know, of course in competition you want to win, but it was never, you know, we hated each other or, you know, any animosity or any crazy stuff like that. We really were like a fan vibe, and it got harder each week to see people go. But it was really good, a great experience, you know, one that I'll cherish.
That's awesome.
And y'all better watch, because
I know.
Yo, it's lit. Now, mind you, I'm talking all cool and stuff, but it was lit.
It was
just
lit.
Watch, it was lit.
I can't wait to see it.
Yeah.
So as an up-and-coming artist in this competition, what do you feel sets you apart from the rest of your competitors?
From most of my competitors, they either were mainly hip-hop artists or mainly R&B. And on top of that, many of them didn't play an instrument. So I'm a drummer. I'm a producer. I'm a writer. I sing a little bit. I rap, you know, so I'm...
do it all.
Right, you know? So being blessed to have all these type of elements in music, I feel like I could pull not just from one genre, you know, not just from the hip-hop side, not just from the R&B side, but I can really do my thing and put them together, which is something that most artists don't. They either feel like they have to do either or. But we live in an evolving world, evolving culture, evolving people. Why can't the music evolve to where we don't have to just set these boundaries based on a genre? You know, just, it allowed me to do me.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And speaking of the heavy hitters that we mentioned earlier, so were you nervous at all performing in front of these people? Did they give you any good advice?
I don't really get nervous performing in front of anybody. I enjoy what I do too much to get nervous. I feel like I have... For me, performing is give and take. Mm-hmm. The audience is just as much a part of my performance as I am. You know, the energy that we exchange is really going to set the tone for just how this... So I'm going to do my thing regardless. I'm going to run out there, rah, 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 ah, ah, bars, bars, bars. Ooh, yeah, you know, whatever. Do what I got to do. And it's just... It's what I do. I can't get nervous about something I'm supposed to do. You know, either you like it or you don't. But so far, everybody's been feeling it. So.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was great.
What would you say the hardest part was of this competition? I know...
The hardest part probably was just the turnaround time. It's one thing to have to create a song and then, you know, record it in the booth. Like, I can do that all day. I can write a song, okay, 5 minutes later, we're in the booth laying it down. But to record a song and then in a short amount, not even record
but
a song.
You have a deadline to write a song. Put it all together.
And not even so much as a deadline, but, like, within, like, 48 hours. Maybe within 48 hours. We were writing, creating new music. And then performing it. Like, so it's, even if that, so sometimes it was just like 20 minutes or it was just crazy. It was crazy. So that type of turnaround time does kind of put a lot of pressure. But
now you can use it for future. Now
absolutely.
You've been put to the test.
Oh, yeah. So we can do this like in our sleep now. So, I mean, it's like a rigorous AR boot camp, you know? So, but it was definitely well worth it. I don't think I've wasted my time or my energy at all. Yeah.
Well, we do have the trailer for those of you who want a little taste of what to catch on BET's Next Big Thing. Yeah. So excited for you guys. Let's check this out.
Yeah. Get ready for the Next Big Thing, a new music competition series where progress is the power for the win. With celebrity judges, hip-hop producer Zaytoven.
Everybody don't know what it takes to be successful doing it.
Music mogul Damon Dash.
Y'all don't even look hungry right now.
A&R exec Tina Davis.
If you want it or you don't.
And special guests Lil' Kim, Tamar Braxton, Joe Budden, and others. The evolution will be televised. The Next Big Thing, Tuesday, October 16th at 10 on BET.
Yeah. Yeah, guys. Yeah. So any of your competition, like, are you guys going to ever, like, link up after and, like, create music? I know there's, like, so much creativity flowing in the room while you guys were together at this,
It's interesting. We're finally able, now that we're done with that, to kind of get back to just our music. You know, it's one thing to create content, you know, for show purposes. Yeah. But now to really get back into our own vibe and our own element, now we can kind of link with each other. And a few of them actually stay out here. One of the other competitors, I don't know if I can mention who's on it. Yeah, I can. Yeah, we're done. Yeah. So, Duran, my homeboy, he's out here. We actually knew each other a little bit before the competition. And, you know, so we linked. The amazing singer-songwriter, crazy individual. Y'all better watch this show. I promise you. It's just, I can't even. Anyway, yeah. So, but yeah, we still keep in contact. The rappers and the singers, it was just a really, really genuine family vibe on that show, especially as the numbers dwindled and got smaller, we got closer. I mean, you know. And, yeah. So, actually, it's funny you mentioned that. A few of them are on the East Coast in PG County. Shout out to Miami Law. my boy Tate out in Baltimore. I'm a Howard graduate, so I'm actually heading back there for homecoming. And
all going to
link. Yeah. I'm hoping I can link with those two while I'm out there and whoever else is out there. Shout out to anybody on the East Coast, you know, during Howard homecoming. You know,
Hit Tia up.
I'm going to be out there. Yeah.
That's
we're all
cool.
Definitely going to make some dope stuff happen.
So, guys, make sure to catch Next Big Thing, October 16th at 10 p.m. So excited. And you know, another thing that I found out, you know, doing my little research, is that you performed at the Juice Joint.
I did, yeah.
I love the Juice Joint.
Oh my God. Yeah.
I have recently, like, I just started going, like, maybe a few weeks, maybe like a month or so ago.
Okay. I haven't been in a minute. It's just my schedule's been kind of crazy.
You need to go.
I need to go back. Look, Juice Joint, actually, once I came back from college and came back home, was one of the first spots I just fell in love with, like, just the whole vibe. Shout out to Mel at the Juice Joint.
Yes!
And just the whole band and everybody there. It's just, it's a phenomenal vibe. I've invited people there and they they love it.
It's
They're
just like
it's
every
week?
It's every Monday.
And
yeah.
it's the same energy and it just gets better and better. And I love it. It's,
yes.
It's like a home for me.
Yes. So, guys, if you don't know, all my little L.A. residents out here, The Study in Hollywood has this open mic sesh, open mic jam,
Open vibe, open mic.
Open everything. Yes. The Juice Joint, except open bar. Let me not.
Right. Open bar.
So, come correct. Okay.
Don't get that excited.
But it's just like a great vibe to be, especially if, not even if you, don't even have like any like musical talent because you know me, I'm just there just to observe.
It's all right. We need observers too because somebody you know, got to enjoy it.
Exactly. Just to just feel like if you just have a love for music, I feel the Juice joint is where it's at.
It's not even just music. We've had tap dancers perform, people do monologues, just you know, instrumentalists. It's just
art.
Oh, art, pretty much. We've had people painting on like, it's just if you are creative, it's really a hub for creatives who do all types of things and just come through.
Yeah.
Just
even I always tell people who play instruments too, like you know, like with the house band, you can
switch.
You could switch and play their guitar.
Tap somebody on the shoulder.
Exactly. And you're good to perform. So it is amazing. So I happen to see you on YouTube performing at the Juice joint. So I wanted to just share it with people to just share who you are as a performer and give a little exposure to the Juice joint, which I appreciate. Yes. So let's check this out.
Purpose being planned before Stevie had inner visions. Innocence is a privilege, not a characteristic of human beings who've only begun to start living. Pray you open your eyes, fool. They stay slow from getting here with that 1-2. Sort of like these rhymes do. I'm doing better than better. I do great. I just hate when niggas confuse criticism with hate. No, these bars ain't for fun. Eating rappers in my sleep and use their bones for toothpicks to get their meat out my teeth. I wrote better 16s at 16 than half of these whack artists could think I ever dreamed. The sharp tongue of a Malcolm or Martin Luther King. The White House, the new big house in 2017. Clowns belong in the circus, not in the oval seat. Some of y'all still wearing black paint with rosy cheeks. Woo. Yeah, the truth's starting to sting a little. Oh, y'all thought I was coming up here to sing a little? They telling me T and P, just calm it down a little. But you wouldn't ask the riddler why he's seeking riddles. Yup, industry full of cracks. Easier to get ahead of what's in between your legs. Look like a sausage and eggs. Guess I'm too proud to beg. I'm coming through shopping heads, arms, hands, feet, and legs. Y'all, I ain't playing with you. My words coming out sounding like new scripture. Everybody talking head now, but who gon' listen? Or will you sit and just watch on your television? Man, it's such a prison wait. Perception has the power of camouflaging the proof. The only thing that scares us nowadays is the truth. Sometimes I feel like the only safe place is the booth. But damn it, how many beats gotta die till I get through? Your body can't move unless your mind says so. But a thought is just a thought until your body says go. Everybody picking sides, the entree getting cold. Swear to God, I want it all, but that includes keeping my soul light.
Hey,
I'm getting hyped.
Watching that because that was like a few months ago,
man. Yeah, it's interesting. Each performance is different. So I never. It's funny when I get on stage, I never remember what I do when I come off. So I have to literally.
It's just
watch.
Like you're in the moment.
Yeah, I'm in the moment. We're vibing just myself. It's an exchange of energy that's going on the whole time. So that one, I'm just like, yeah, you better go, a little militant.
Yeah. So that's like what we're gonna get when we watch. Next, big thing, a little taste of that?
A little something like that. You know, I'm a Gemini, so you know, I'm very
both.
I'm very, you know, chill and you know, rah rah rah, you know, gonna talk to you, but you know, I get you hyped too. Like I'll run across that stage back and forth. I might even you know
you have such a great stage presence
thank
too.
Thank you.
Controlling that crowd.
You know, I like to make sure everybody doesn't just feel like I said like an audience member. Everybody is a part of the show. You know?
Yeah.
So whether you watch and you just put your head up for that second, you're like, oh, she making eye contact. Oh yeah. All right, I'm in it. You know, just everybody's involved. But yeah, that's a cool clip. I like might have to repost that on the gram.
I know you have to.
It's happening.
It's happening for sure. When are you gonna perform another live performance like this?
Well, actually, I've got a few things coming up outside of the show. We have I'm gonna be out in Atlanta first week of October from the 3rd to the 7th for the A3C Festival. Gonna be linking up with people out there, trying to hit a few spots, performing with DJ Hershey out there. Mm-hmm. Where else am I gonna be? Still working on a couple of new things. Always new venues popping up weekly. So if you really want to know what's happening weekly, make sure y'all follow me on Instagram. I am TIAP because we don't even know half the time my schedules come. Stuff just pops
comes
up.
In, yeah.
Mr. Manager, am I forgetting anything? You know, because as an artist, I got 99 billion things on my mind.
We're looking to do a show sometime before the end of the year.
Okay. There we go. Yes, trying
so
to do something.
So sometime before 2018 ends.
Definitely. And then outside.
More TIP.
Yeah, we're going to do a release party for the BET television show, the next big thing, sometime on the 16th. So, yeah, be on the lookout for that.
Okay.
Make sure to get you the invite
yes,
for that. So
please.
You can come
I would
through.
Love
yes,
to.
Yes.
It's
going
to
be a little situation.
Yes. Yes.
But, yeah, so that we're releasing.
You're
boom.
Doing what?
There we go. I knew it was something. How was I forgetting?
Taste of Soul?
Yes.
LA's Taste of Soul?
Yes. The
The annual Taste of Soul. What?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Especially because you're from LA. I know this is. Is this your first time performing at Taste of Soul?
No, actually, I was the. You know, StarQuest is one of the partners with Taste of Soul, and I won the competition they had with them in 2015. And since then, it's been just a lot of good things happening on top of better things, on top of great things. You know, just more commercials, getting more involved with music people and stuff like that. So this year they asked me if I could be a judge for the StarQuest competition for Taste of Soul. So
now the tables are turned.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, it's just a blessing to be on one side, you know, and to have jumped over that hurdle and done my thing. And now to be asked to be on the other side of that is just like, oh, cool. Like, y'all trust my judgment. I feel special. Okay, cool. You know, I feel a little legit, you know? So it's cool. And they're having the auditions actually right now. And they had them yesterday at Crenshaw Mall. So I was up there just kind of showing
Crenshaw Mall has changed.
Yo, who are you telling?
It's so nice. I went to like the little Mexican restaurant in there.
Oh, so nice. Right? It's like, this is Crenshaw.
It's not like this.
Yeah, you know, new people coming to town. Everything is fixed up. It's cool. But yeah.
That's awesome. Taste of Soul is next month, isn't it?
Yeah, October 20th.
Wow,
yeah.
You have so many things then in October. October is booming.
It's why I'm like, the dates, everything's running together. But yeah, it's why I keep good management around. Yeah,
Booked and busy. It's good though.
Booked and busy. I like that. It's booked and busy. You might have just written a chorus for a song. I got you.
I want to talk about this EP, though.
Yes.
When was this EP released?
So, the Wake
earlier,
Up...
It's like earlier this year,
like,
no?
In June. What was it, June? Around my birthday? Yeah. I'm a Gemini, June 9th. Yeah, so the Wake Up actually is...
Peekaboo.
The Wake Up is the third part of the trilogy of Peekaboo. So, there's three parts. Uh-huh. The Wake Up was supposed to be released last, but, you know, we were kind of feeling like it was the more crucial, important part to be released because it's more of the conscious tip of the three parts of the EP.
Okay.
So, you know, given the climate out here, you know, politically, you know, racially, just everybody's so tense. I didn't want to put out anything that wasn't relevant and anything that wasn't a conversation piece to people's reality, because I never want that disconnect to really happen between what I'm talking about and what's actually happening, because what's the point? Music is supposed to be a conversation.
Yeah.
So, we dropped that part, and we couldn't even release the other two parts when we had planned, because it just got so much love, you know, from the single Revolution to...
Oh, yeah, Revolution.
Yeah, and then
big.
The merch that came after that, and then we shot a video for... So it's been so well received and gotten so much love. So, and I think a part of that is because of when we released it, why it was released, and just everything that's been going on. It really spoke to a lot of people. So the other projects
are just sitting there ready to just be released and just waiting on the date?
Kind of, sort of.
Really?
You know, and it's, as an artist, over time, I'm listening
gonna, like,
to them, and I feel like they're going to get tweaked.
Alter just because, it. Yeah, right. Just a little bit.
Because nothing is really fully... I mean, you got to get something out there, but if I could... There's still stuff on the Wake Up that I would tweak just because. I'm a musician, I'm an artist. It's never
perfectionist.
Fully finished. Yeah, you know? But it's all good. Sometime next year, the other two parts are going to be released, and we're actually doing a video release, which is sitting in my pocket. You know, it's burning a hole in my pocket, because the video for Come Together, which is another one of the singles off The Wake Up, featuring my boy B. Slade. Oh, my God. I wish I could be like, hit it. But like, we're dropping that sometime in January as well. And that's just going to be...
Yeah. It's just going to open the year off,
right?
Like, 2019 is lit with that.
Off, like, all the way off. I'm ready for that.
I'm so excited for you.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, my gosh. So, T.A.P., guys, she has so much stuff going on. But, you know, do you mind being my guest my co-host, as we dive into these hot topics? Because you're my guest, but now you're the
Come
co-host.
Come on, let's go.
Yeah?
I want to practice.
Okay,
my
we're going to get into,
you.
Yes, we're going to get right. into these hot topics.
Let's do it.
But before we do, guys, make sure to always show Black Hollywood Live love, because you know what? We are the first urban digital broadcast network in existence ever. So, like, come on. And you know how you can show us love, right? You know, look, all you have to do is subscribe to our channel, Black Hollywood Live Network, on YouTube. And comment and let us know what you like. Let us know what guests you want to have on. You see, we got TP and TP dropping some names that we probably could have some other people.
Oh, yeah, I got you.
But Black Hollywood Live does it all is what I'm trying to say,
and
y'all.
And subscription is free.
Subscription is free. Costs no money. Like, and I know you're watching this right now, so you could just hit the subscribe button while you're watching right now. But we have, you know, we're the voice of, like, not only the Black community, Latino community, we have it all. So make sure to show us love, give us support, and comment and talk to us. We love talking to everybody and, like, showing them love. I know sometimes I'm, like, waiting for people to sometimes comment, like, come on, I want to talk to y'all about the episode. Like, let me know. So, yeah, hit that subscribe button now. And I just want to say, I know I've been gone, but thank you guys for being such supportive fans of Black Hollywood Live. We have so many things that we feature, red carpet interviews, interviews in studio. So like I said, follow us on Instagram at BHL Online. Follow Black Hollywood Live by subscribing. And yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Tia, you're going to be my co-host as we get all into right, these hot topics. So Kanye has been tweeting up a story. He's been tweeting a lot lately.
He's been active lately.
He's
yeah.
been really active.
Back on the ground.
He back on the ground. He back on Twitter.
He's
like,
how you feel. Yeah.
For real. So, you know, this week he's been coming out with these tweets. So he released this tweet and it says, there are people who are committing suicide due to not getting enough likes, seeking validation in the simulation. We need a live stream meeting with Jack Dorsey, Kevin Systrom, Mike Krieger, and Mark Zuckerberg, and Evan Spiegel. And these are, like, I know one of, like, most of these are, like, CEOs of, like, mm-hmm. the top social media apps that we have.
Right.
Snapchat, Instagram.
Facebook, all that stuff.
Everything. Yeah. So, I don't know. Do you see that there's validation in his tweet?
I don't think he's spreading falsehood. People are, you know,
very,
like, suicide, mental health is a real thing, you know, because of the pressure that I think society has now put on social media. It's almost like
definitely.
You know, it's circular. You know, you have a certain amount of it's kind of a hard thing.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know. It's I don't think that necessarily the CEOs of these companies can really do anything about it. It's not really their it's not the app's problem.
Yeah.
This is a social person to person thing. And the apps maybe have enhanced this issue, but it's I don't think there's anything that these apps themselves can do about this particular thing. It's just, it's what it is. You have a choice to be on these apps.
This is true.
It's everybody's choice.
There's a lot of self-responsibility that comes into being on social media.
Absolutely.
He did also tweet this photo that this is what a lot of people think love is these days, which is, you know, likes. I know he also did say, too, that there should be something to where, like, the amount of followers and your following shouldn't even be shown on any platform. It just should just...
That would be
like this left open to interpretation, because since we base a lot of things on about, you know, how many followers you have, which is weird because now employers, like depending on what industry you're going into,
they're looking
at like how many followers you have and, you know, what you post, which
it's
is interesting.
It's your new business card.
It is.
It really is. And that's why people have to be conscious. It really is. You know, you have the freedom of speech. You do not have the freedom of the consequences that come from that freedom
that's
of speech.
Definitely
you know,
true.
So that's a big part that people have to remember. Yeah. You know, you have this app. It is your phone. It's your personal property. You can say, you can do, you can, you know, troll if you want to. But don't get mad, you know, when the consequences, you know, are harsh or something bad comes after. You can't, like you said, there is a level of self-responsibility that we as a people, as a culture, have to start taking on. We can't continue to point the finger. And that's a big thing we're doing in society. We're in a real big
like,
finger
it's
point.
Your, yeah, like
right.
who
we
is
just
the
want
person?
A who.
Yeah.
And it's not necessarily a who if the system itself is jacked. So it's
yeah. Yeah, I know.
It's a small portion of a
so
bigger problem.
All this is leading up to his album, which he's going to drop on the 29th. So it's coming out this, was next week? So it's called Yandy. Not too sure of what it means. He's been placing these.
Is this supposed to be like Yeezy Gandhi?
You know what?
That's what's making me think Yandy, like he did Yeezus.
You
and
know
I'm thinking
what?
Yandy.
This is, it's getting out of hand.
It is. It's okay.
Getting out of hand. But see, these billboards are like very, I guess, iMessage.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering what the message, I guess the message of this album, if it's going to be what he's been tweeting about.
You know, I'm not even curious anymore. Like, you know.
No, if anybody is a BHO fan of Next, they have known that I have been on Kanye rants for a very long time.
Yeah.
Very long time.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I haven't been really. Because, to be honest, like, as much as people, the, you know, the Kanye supporters of the world, like, oh, I couldn't wait. I forgot what the last album was called. It was something crazy. It was a long.
It was.
Jules, what was the last Kanye album that released this year when he, like, had. What
it's not the one with Cudi, he did.
It was the one where, like, he had the release party in, like, it was Colorado.
Yeah, what was the name of it?
It was something crazy.
Yeah, but.
But, yeah, so I wasn't really anticipating that. Because, you know, I'm just, like, such an old school Kanye fan.
Right,
even though, like, he has made songs to shame the people who are like, I miss the old Kanye. Mm-hmm. But it's, like, it's true. I do.
You know? And it's something to be said about. I mean, everybody has to grow and evolve. And as an artist, you know, I get that. But when your content just, I don't know, just 180s and it's like you become the guy that you were talking about in your music. From an early on. Yeah, it's like, did you kind of like foreshadow yourself?
Yeah.
Like, it's weird, yeah.
Especially because when you were rocking to it, like, yes, I feel this. And it's right. Like, wait, whoa, what happened?
Right, right.
You turned into yay?
Yeah, that was it.
What was that stuff, those words in green? What did it say? Like something like he needed med? What was it?
That was like a, I don't know, man.
You know what? I don't even have time.
Everything is so big on shock.
I hate being bipolar. Oh, being bipolar. Yeah, it's awesome.
Okay, I mean,
it was a lot to grasp. So I don't know. He did say that he was trying to release, like, I don't know how many albums.
You know, he's king, like, of mixed
every
messages.
Month, though, every sometimes. Month he's trying to release a new album.
Quality over quantity, yeah. I mean, if you just dropping albums to just be dropping albums and they not nothing.
The thing is, like, I haven't heard any of those songs. Like, I've heard them on the radio, but not as much. They still playing stuff from the, Life of Pablo.
Yeah,
it's more
yeah.
on the radio than this last album. So, just saying.
You know.
Sips tea. look, sip it. Yeah, just saying. I haven't, you know.
I'm just saying,
you know. Come on, yay. But yes, this album's supposed to be releasing next week, so I don't know. I tried to give the last one a listen, and I, like, stopped, like, third track in. I was like, you know.
See, you don't want to do that. It's like, you want to at least, but you know.
You can already sometimes tell the vibe. Like, at least, I think maybe, okay, maybe, like, four songs.
Right, but, yeah, then you're like,
yeah.
Okay, yeah.
We tried. You tried.
I tried.
You know, so I'll try to give this one a chance.
All right, well, you let me know.
I'll let you know. Yeah, I'll let you know.
Posted.
I'll keep you posted.
Yeah.
And see how this goes.
Okay.
All right,
Yandy.
Yandy. Lord, guys. You know, fall is here.
It is.
It's officially fall. Even though in LA, it's like summer-ish.
Fallish.
It's like fallish.
It's like Saul.
Saul. Yeah.
Saul.
That
we
is
have
perfect.
A season called Saul.
Yeah, because right now it's still hot.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not as hot as it was. And something like maybe like
it's
6
degrees.
Night, yeah, like
it's
a few degrees like cooler.
Yeah.
You can kind of tell.
I like it. I kind of like this transition. I'm a jacket girl. Like, so I love coats and boots and
I
want a
layer.
Stuff. Yeah, I'm ready for it, you know?
I love fall.
I don't want to be cold, though.
Because I feel like
I'm
summer, like, fashion's cool in the summer, but it's like you can't really wear too many items of clothing because it's
shirts,
hot.
Shorts, right.
Yeah.
It's just, yeah.
But fall, that's where it's at. So,
yeah, I know how to dress for the fall.
Harper's
yeah.
Bazaar released the fall fashion trends that we need to be looking out for this year. So, we're in this round of Next and All People. And if you are a BHL fan, you know what that means. It's we're going to show you these trends. And Tia, you let me know if this is a look that you're ready to rock. And it doesn't have to be the exact look, but I guess just the concept of just wearing, like we just said, animal print. So this is what the new fall trend of 2018 is.
All right.
So, like, lots of, like, leopard.
Is it?
Cheetah.
Okay.
Like, lots of animal print is, like, what's up for fall?
You know,
Are you a print girl? Like,
you know.
No.
I can be. It depends how I'm feeling. Like, for a show, I'm definitely I have a few print tops, like, some rawr, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I got this mink coat I'm actually, like, waiting to wear. So, like, I'm all for
Wait,
the...
Wait, what? You got the mink?
I do. Yeah, shout out to the estate sale. Yeah, Peter, don't come for me.
Peter,
come
don't
for
come.
Me.
Tell yeah. Peter my mink is dragging on the
front.
Okay. I can't.
But no, but I would rock that. That yeah. rent for a show is vicious for a show. Okay. I don't know if I walk down Crenshaw on that, but yeah, for a show.
Might get good. A few looks walking down Crenshaw on the animal print.
A few dozen. Yeah.
Oh, this is called modesty dressing. So this is like wearing like a lot of layers, not trying to like really, because you know we've always been trying to accentuate a woman's mm-hmm. curves and have everything skin tight and yes, feel like a glove, yes. But this is like layering more stuff, not mm-hmm. kind of trying to hide what your figure looks like with multiple layers.
This is giving me like a 90s vibe. You know how like the oversized overalls and you know salt and pepper, like all yes. like that whole vibe. TLC, like this is like an extreme version.
Very, but, you know, Fashion Week and you know the runway is always to the top,
right? As it should be. So I think that's dope. You know, you don't always have to be so, you know,
so this is
fitted.
A look.
It's a chill look.
Like oversized is a look.
Yeah, oversized.
This is true. I just bought a shirt that I bought and like I usually always get like smalls and stuff. Mm-hmm. Got a medium, like wanted to wear like the oversized button up. You know, like the man's like type of look.
Yeah.
With, like some jeans. You
See,
know?
I used to do that with my Cosby sweaters, but now I don't really want to call them Cosby sweaters now. But
damn. I guess you can tell like I guess we're just Christmas sweaters, huh?
Yes, my Christmas
sweater.
Yes. yes. Yeah. I like those a little big, yeah.
This look right here is gloss. This is Fendi. This is Fendi's runway show. Okay. But this is, like, gloss as far as, like, the material. So, like, shiny jackets, boots, purses, the whole nine. What you thinking?
I'm not a shiny girl. I think it's a dope
I'm not
look.
A shiny girl.
And I like that, you know, I like the chocolate coloring that they have on the model with that. I think that chocolate is really, really dope. You know, I just feel like I'm going to look like a... I'm small. Small
this
and shiny
This is like very
things.
Like raincoats, yeah, like the material.
Yeah, it does. I don't know if I do a whole outfit.
Yeah.
That's a bit much.
But I'll do a purse.
Yeah. You know, maybe just a jacket or maybe just some boots like that. You know, maybe if they had a hat like that, I definitely.
Definitely. Yeah. And then I love this checkers plaid.
As if.
It's good. Oh, so, I was like clueless.
Right, it's giving me
it's
all of that.
It's so cute. For sure. That's what about you?
Look. I love this look. It's like old school 90s schoolgirl, clueless. Yeah, it's giving me that. I
would wear this. I wish I lived somewhere else. So, you know, LA is not really like fashion forward like in New York.
Right. You could kill something like that in New York.
Yeah, just walking down the street like, oh, where is she going?
I don't know, but it must be exciting. Yeah. Yes, just as exciting.
You walking down the street out here in LA, it's like, what event is happening?
All right, who
are you trying to see? You want a day?
Right.
Exactly.
You end up on somebody's Instagram.
And this one is called the statement headwear.
Okay.
So you're going to be seeing like a lot of like ski masks that maybe like have like glasses on them, I've seen. So it's just like statement head pieces.
That's cool. You know,
I don't know if I'm with it.
I mean, I'm not.
Well, LA doesn't really get this cold to be wearing like ski masks,
hockey mask. Like, nah, that's how you look like you robbing somebody if you're out here in a ski.
You know what?
Don't
yeah,
do that.
Don't walk. Look, you can't walk down Crenshaw in a ski mask,
right?
Huh?
You asking? No, yourself. Don't do it.
No,
nah.
Oh, guys,
go to DC.
Those were the fashion trends, and if you guys want to see all the rest of the fashion trends, go to Harper's Bazaar 2018 Fall Trends, and there's like five more on there. I think there's like fringe is coming into to play.
Okay.
It's a lot more. It's like five more.
I'm jumping on. See what's the new fashion powwow.
What's popping? Yeah. As Cardi B would say. So Tia, it's been so good. So we need to like catch up when you come back with this video. When you come back with when you drop the second part to Wake Up or Peekaboo.
Yes. Give me a date. I'm here. Like, yeah. This has been fun. So
okay. Yeah. So you have
to
come back.
Co-host whenever you're ready.
Yes. Yeah. Come back and drop the music video. Drop the next part of the album or the trilogy.
Yes.
And yes, please let everybody know where they can find you on social media.
Absolutely. Well, look, party people, it's your girl Tia P. And you guys can find me on all social media. Anywhere that there's an at sign, you can find me at I am T-I-A-P. I am Tia P. That's YouTube / I am Tia P. Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, all that good stuff. Website, yeah, I am Tia P. Boom, everything is I am Tia P. And just Google your girl. Talk to me, follow me. I follow back because I'm not fake. Yeah. And also Shopify for the Revolution Apparel. The link actually is in my Instagram bio.
Oh, you have
bio.
Merch.
Yes, I so do.
So go cop that for
please,
sure.
Please, be a part of the revolution. Yeah.
Yes, and make sure you guys catch her October 16th, 10 p.m. on BET.
Bet.
The next big thing.
Yes.
She's the next big thing, y'all. Okay? And then make sure you see October 20th, Taste of Soul View in L.A.
Come through.
Show Tia P some love. And guys, you know you can always find me on Instagram and Twitter at Raylan Taren. And like I said before, please follow all things Black Hollywood Live at BHL Online. I'll see you guys next Sunday. Bye.
See ya.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us, info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagramming at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
And do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.